Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is From Threat Intelligence to Firewall Rules: Semantic Relations in Hybrid AI Agent and Expert System Architectures. It's timely because it proposes a way to turn threat intelligence, indicators, actor behaviors, TTPs,
into actionable firewall rules by using semantic relations inside a hybrid AI plus expert system setup. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage, and Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
Thanks, Alex. On the ground, SOX and network teams are drowning in threat feeds, IPs, domains, indicators, and high-level TTP descriptions. The real problem is converting those noisy, often ambiguous signals into safe, enforceable firewall policies. Analysts have limited bandwidth, manual rule writing is slow and error-prone, and enterprises have strict change control and audit requirements. What teams need is a way to propose accurate, provenance-backed rules quickly, with human-in-the-loop checks and easy rollback. So you reduce time to block, without breaking production or creating compliance headaches.
So, Mark, you're saying the gap is between receiving threat intelligence and reliably turning it into rules you can trust and deploy under governance. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of hybrid approach showing up now?
Good question. Two technical trends make this practical now: stronger semantic models that can extract relations from messy threat text, and mature hybrid architectures that combine neural reasoning with symbolic knowledge. Think knowledge graphs and rule engines. That lets an AI agent map entities and behaviors into structured representations, while an expert system enforces safety and policy constraints. There's also growing demand for explainability in security automation, so architectures that can show provenance and rule logic are favored over black box mappings.
Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
Thanks, Alex. On the ground, SOX and network teams are swamped with threat feeds, IPs, domains, hashes, and high-level TTP descriptions. The practical problem is turning those noisy signals into firewall rules you can trust. Analysts have limited time. Writing rules manually is slow and error-prone, and a mistaken rule can block business traffic or open audit exposure. Teams need fast, provenance-backed suggestions that an analyst can review and push, plus easy rollback and clear change history, so governance isn't compromised.
So the core gap is speed and trust. Lots of intel, but no reliable governed path to enforcement. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of hybrid approach showing up now?
Two things converge. First, models for semantic extraction are much better. They can pull relations like actor uses C2 domain or malicious IP used for exfiltration from messy reports. Second, hybrid systems that pair neural extraction with symbolic knowledge graphs and rule engines are mature enough to enforce constraints and produce structured outputs. That combo lets an agent build a semantic representation of the threat, then an expert system apply policy constraints to generate safe firewall rule candidates while keeping provenance for explainability.
Right. Neural models to read and structure the intel, symbolic systems to check and constrain it. Mark, can you give concrete pain points teams face today that this tries to address?
Sure. First, noise and false positives. A feed might list hundreds of IPs, many transient or benign. Second, ambiguity. A report might say suspicious traffic to cloud service X. What exactly do you block? Third, change control. Enterprises need approvals, testing, and rollback windows. Fourth, naming and context. Different teams use different asset names or tags, so a rule that looks correct in one system can be useless in another. Finally, analyst bandwidth. Junior analysts get overloaded with alerts that require senior sign-off.
So it's not just making rules faster, it's making them accurate, auditable, and context-aware. Jamie, what technical pieces enable mapping that messy intel into a deployable rule?
Key pieces: robust relation extraction and entity linking to convert text into triples, actor, indicator, behavior. A domain ontology or knowledge base to normalize entities and map them to network assets or services. A translation layer that turns semantic intents into vendor-specific firewall syntax. and a rule validator, the expert system, that enforces policy constraints, checks for conflicts, simulates impact, and annotates provenance. Improvements in LLMs, graph-based representations, and constraint solvers make this pipeline practical today.
Got it. Extraction, normalization, translation, validation with provenance at every step. Mark, how do analysts interact with this in practice? Will they accept suggestions from an AI agent?
Adoption hinges on visibility and control. Analysts will accept suggestions if the UI shows why the rule was proposed, which report, which indicators, confidence score, how it maps to local asset names, and what tests were run. Initially, this should be a draft with review flow. The system proposes, a reviewer approves, SOAR handles deployment, and everything is logged in ITSM. Over time, with low false block rates and strong provenance, teams might move to automated blocking for low-risk items.
That makes sense. Start with human in the loop, build trust, then tighten automation. Jamie, any obvious limitations or failure modes we should watch for?
Yes, the approach depends heavily on the quality of the knowledge base and the input intel. Garbage in, garbage out. Semantic parsers can still misinterpret nuanced language or novel TTPs. Adversarial actors may craft reports to evade or poison extraction. There's also scale and latency. Real-time feeds plus large ontologies can be expensive to process. Finally, the translation layer must handle many vendor dialects. Mistakes there create operational risk. The hybrid design reduces hallucination risk, but doesn't eliminate these issues. Rigorous validation and testing are needed.
So, promising technology but needs curated KBs, secure inputs, and careful testing. Mark, any final practical constraints teams should prepare for before adopting something like this?
Yes, set up governance. Change windows, roll back policies, clear ownership for rule proposals, and test environments that mirror production. Invest in mapping inventories so the system can translate intel to local asset names. And measure, track false block rates, mean time to block, and analyst workload to prove value. With those in place, this architecture can cut the time from intel to enforce protection without sacrificing safety.
The paper proposes a hybrid architecture that sits between threat intel sources and enforcement systems. At a high level, an AI agent ingests raw feeds and extracts semantic relations. Entities like IPs, domains, actors, and behaviors linked into triples or a small graph. That semantic representation is normalized against a knowledge base or ontology that maps threat concepts to local assets and services. From there, a rule synthesis module generates candidate firewall rules or policy intents, and a symbolic expert system validates them, checking policy constraints, conflicts, and simulated impact, before packaging vendor-specific rule translations for deployment. Key novelty: the tight coupling of semantic relation extraction with a symbolic validator and a translation layer, so you get explainable, provenance-backed rule drafts instead of opaque predictions. Compared to prior work, it's not pure ML classification that outputs block, no block, nor purely manual rule writing, nor a rigid rule engine that needs hand-coded inputs. It blends neural extraction for messy text and symbolic checks for safety.
So in plain terms, the system reads messy threat reports, turns them into a structured understanding, drafts a rule, checks it with hard policy logic, and then translates it for your firewall. Mark, what would that change in actual usage?
Operationally, this shortens the loop. Instead of an analyst reading a feed, researching which assets are affected, and hand-coding rules, the system provides a vetted draft with provenance and confidence. Analysts review rather than start from scratch. Faster rule creation, consistent naming mapped to local inventories, and an audit trail for compliance. That reduces time to block for clear threats while keeping humans in the loop for risky actions.
Can you unpack the safety controls a bit, like rollback approvals and how it plugs into orchestration like SOAR or ITSM?
Sure. The paper outlines a staged deployment pattern. The validator runs conflict checks and impact simulations first. Suggested rules then go into a review queue with linked evidence and a confidence score. Low-risk items can be auto-enforced under strict thresholds. Anything else requires human approval. Deployments are handled through SOAR playbooks or ITSM tickets to maintain change windows and traceability. Rollback is built into the deployment step. Staged rollouts with canary segments and automated reversal if anomaly detectors trigger.
Jamie, you mentioned the expert system validating rules. How does that actually avoid the common ML failure modes, hallucinations, or bad translations?
The expert system enforces hard constraints encoded from policy and the knowledge base. Asset whitelists, business critical services, IP ranges reserved for partners, etc. When the agent proposes a rule, it must satisfy those constraints. Otherwise, it's flagged. The architecture also attaches provenance fields, which feed which sentence produced this mapping, confidence scores, so reviewers can trace back. For translations, there's a vendor adapter layer that maps abstract intents to specific firewall syntax. Those adapters are tested and constrained too. So the neural part handles extraction and ambiguity, while symbolic checks and tested translators reduce hallucination and operational risk.
So it's an assistant that drafts and verifies with a safety net of symbolic rules and traceability. Mark, who actually presses the approve button in a typical flow?
Typically, a Tier 1 analyst sees the suggestion and can push low-risk items, but high-risk or high-impact rules escalate to a senior analyst or change board reviewer. Compliance or network owners get visibility via ITSM. Over time, you tune thresholds so routine, high-confidence blocks are automatic, while anomalous or broad-scoped rules require explicit sign-off. The organization needs role definitions, a testing sandbox, and a runbook for exceptions.
Where does this plug into existing infrastructure, and are there scaling or latency concerns?
It generally slots into the Threat Intel Ingestion Layer, or CTI, platform, with connectors to SIEM and SOAR for context and deployment. The heavy parts are semantic parsing and KB lookups. You can batch them for feeds or run near real-time for high-priority alerts. To scale, authors suggest microservices for extraction, graph store caching for the knowledge base, and async pipelines for vendor translations. Latency is a trade-off. Full validation and simulation add time, so teams choose between very fast blocking with lighter checks or slightly slower, fully validated deployments.
Summing up, the paper proposes a pipeline: ingestion, semantic structuring, rule synthesis, symbolic validation, and vendor translation that aims to be both flexible and safe, unlike either pure ML or rigid rule engines. Mark, any final note on how this changes day-to-day work?
Day-to-day, it means less manual rule authoring and more decisioning. Analysts focus on reviewing sources, handling edge cases, and tuning thresholds, while the system handles routine mapping and drafting. With governance, testing, and good asset inventories, teams can cut response time substantially without losing control.
If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like?
Simple scenario first. A Tier 1 analyst sees a feed entry, a malicious IP and domain flagged by several sources. The system ingests the item, extracts the indicators, and links them to the report, then produces a draft firewall rule scoped to the relevant network segments. The UI shows provenance, which feeds and which sentences, a confidence score, and the proposed matches to local asset names. That draft goes into a review queue where a senior reviewer can approve a one-click deploy or push it back for edits.
So instead of writing the rule by hand, the analyst reviews a vetted draft with clear evidence and pushes a button, faster and traceable. What about a more advanced setup?
Advanced deployment covers cross-domain policy orchestration. Imagine a campaign that hits cloud workloads, perimeter firewalls, and endpoint agents. The system creates coordinated intents, block a C2 IP at the perimeter, add an egress restriction on affected cloud subnets, and push endpoint indicators to EDR for process-level blocking. Policies include context, time windows, affected user groups, service tags, and the deployment pipeline stages changes with canary rollouts and automated rollback if telemetry shows service disruption.
That sounds complex, coordinating multiple control planes and maintaining consistency. How does it actually translate an abstract intent to different systems?
Operationally, you need adapters: a perimeter firewall adapter, cloud security group adapter, and an endpoint policy adapter. The system maintains a mapping from normalized asset IDs and service tags to each control plane. When a rule intent is approved, the orchestrator calls each adapter to create vendor-specific configs, runs lightweight simulations where possible, and sequences the changes to minimize blast radius.
That's exactly where the paper's semantic relations and hybrid agent help. The agent builds a structured representation: actors, indicators, behaviors, affected services, and the knowledge base maps those to local identifiers and service tags. That semantic graph becomes the single source of truth for generating multiple translations. The expert system then enforces constraints, so the intent can't become a contradictory set of rules across systems.
So the semantic graph keeps everything consistent, and the expert system prevents conflicts. How reliable are those translations across different firewall syntaxes?
Translations sit in a vendor adapter layer, which is tested and constrained. It converts abstract intents into vendor DSLs. Because the intent originates from a normalized semantic representation, adapters can be largely declarative. The hybrid model reduces ambiguity. The neural parts handle messy text. The symbolic parts ensure the output adheres to schema and business rules before translation. Still, adapter coverage and testing matter. Unsupported features or vendor quirks need manual templates.
From the field view, that means you must invest up front. Build adapters for your major vendors, maintain an inventory to tag mapping, and create deployment playbooks. Approvals typically follow risk bands. Low-impact, egregious indicators might auto-deploy. Broad-scoped rules always require human sign-off. And you monitor key metrics like deployment success rate, rollback frequency, and false block incidents.
That raises the classic speed versus oversight trade-off. Jamie, how does the system let teams tune that balance?
The paper suggests thresholding on confidence and impact. The agent attaches confidence scores and provenance. The expert system computes an estimated impact score using asset criticality from the KB. Teams set policies, auto-enforce if confidence high and impact low, require one-click human approval otherwise. You can also stage enforcement. Start with alert only, then quarantine for a canary segment, then full enforcement once telemetry looks clean.
And practically, you want a feedback loop. Telemetry and post-deploy analysis feedback into the KB and thresholds. If a rule caused false blocks, adjust mappings or lower auto-deploy thresholds. Over time, that reduces analyst load while keeping safety controls intact.
Great. Coordinated provenance-backed drafting for simple cases and semantic-driven cross-system orchestration for advanced ones with tunable safety and telemetry feedback. I'll hand it back to Jamie and Mark as we move on to constraints and results.
The paper is clear about prerequisites and limits. You need a curated knowledge base or ontology to map threat concepts to local assets. That's not something you get for free. It assumes reasonably good quality threat intel. Noisy or poisoned feeds will reduce mapping accuracy. Semantic parsing is a dependency. Relation extraction and entity linking must handle ambiguous language or novel TTPs. There are scalability and latency trade-offs. Full validation and simulation cost time and compute, so teams must pick batch versus near real-time modes. The authors stress human-in-the-loop validation to catch edge cases and adversarial inputs. For future work, they suggest richer rule synthesis languages, stronger automated verification of generated rules, broader vendor adapter coverage, and live deployments to validate the approach in production.
So in plain terms, you need a maintained KB, decent quality feeds, reliable parsing, and choices about speed versus thoroughness, and the system isn't a set-and-forget box. Mark, can you add what teams must change on the organizational side to adopt this?
Absolutely. Practically, organizations must invest in change management, define ownership for proposed rules, set approval workflows, and create test sandboxes that mirror production. Build and maintain an inventory to tag mapping so the semantic graph links to real assets. Define rollback and canary procedures and integrate with SOAR ITSM for traceability. Train analysts on interpreting provenance and confidence scores and set clear KPIs, false block rate, time to block, and rollback frequency, so you can measure value. Finally, this suits teams with mature asset inventories and governance already in place. Greenfield orgs will need more upfront work.
Clear. You need governance, inventories, testing, and measurable KPIs. Jamie, the paper reports experiments. What do the results actually show?
The authors evaluate on CTI corpora and a synthetic mapping dataset that pairs threat descriptions with expected rule intents. Metrics include precision and recall for relation extraction, accuracy or correctness of generated rules, faithfulness measures linking rule fields back to evidence, and latency for generation plus validation. They also report conflict detection rates and simulated deployment success. Results look promising. good precision on curated corpora, and reasonable translation accuracy in controlled tests. But most experiments are controlled or synthetic. Only limited live or large-scale deployment evidence is shown, so real-world performance may vary.
In one sentence, the paper shows a practical hybrid pipeline that can accurately draft provenance-backed firewall rules in controlled tests, but it relies on curated data and more live validation. Mark, final field note, who benefits most and under what conditions?
Teams that benefit most are medium to large enterprises with existing CTI processes, good asset inventories, and mature change control. They can reduce time to block and analyst load without losing governance. Smaller teams or those without inventories should expect significant upfront work to get the KB, adapters, and runbooks in place before they see the payoff.
To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArxivLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.